one small point from last week. I just want to finish from last week and then move on to today's sugya. So last week we were talking about the principle of Ein Shluchus V'Aveira, and Tosfos is Chiddush in Bava Metzia that when we say Ein Shluchus V'Aveira, that not only impacts on who gets punished for the particular Aveira, but impacts on the very essence of the Shluchus as well. But basically the Shluchus is Betela. We talk about some of the nuances and some of the potential nafkaminas levina, the famous case in Levi Yehuda, the get that was given by a korcha, that was given at the shliach. One of the perhaps one of the most famous applications of this Tosfos in the last 100 years, l'maisa, was the application of the Chazon Ish. So, Yadua, we've already spoken about many times in the past about all the controversies regarding the Hetta Mechira, the notion of selling Eretz Yisrael to the Goyim for the Shnas HaShemitah, thereby circumventing the entire Yisrael of Shemitah. So, of course, very, very controversial on many, many different levels. The basic two issues, the fundamental controversy, really revolves around two different points. Number one is that, does it even accomplish anything? Even a niach that the sale is valid and the land does actually belong to the Goyim, does that have the slightest impact on Shemitah or not? So that in of itself is a highly, a very, very hot issue. And then number two is that even if somehow we can get to the point that it belongs to the Goyim, so that will solve the Shemitah problems or minimize the Shemitah problems, is there any way to get there in a halachic way that's permissible because of the problem of Los Yichanim, you're not allowed to sell Eretz Yisrael to the Goyim? So those are two separate independent questions. The famous comment from the Netziv. The Netziv said that people were spending so much time to get around Shemitah, which is probably only the Rabbanim Bizman, is that for various reasons, and to avoid Yisurim the Rabbanim, they're violating outright Yisurim the Reis of Osechonim. So we thought that it was a little bit strange. So the Netziv was very opposed to that Bechira on many, many grounds, but one of the grounds was the issue of Osechonim. So the Chazon Ish also was opposed to that Bechira on both sets of grounds. He didn't like the whole assumption that because it belonged to the Goyim, therefore there's no Shemitah, but he was also very, very vehemently opposed to the issues involving the Sechanim to such an extent that the Chazon Ish came up with the following Chiddush. He said that when the farmers appoint the Rabbanim to sell the land on their behalf, in the olden days, and the farmers didn't come to the Goyim themselves, like we did with Chiyus Chametz, the Balbatim would appoint the Rabbi, so the farmers would appoint the Rabbanut. So when the Rabbanut would go to the Goyim to sell the land, they were acting as Shalichim. The Chazon Ish says, we apply the rule of Ein Shluchus V'Aveira, since you have no right to sell land in Eretz Yisrael, it's nisa deraisa, it's nisa gomer to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to goyim. So the Shlichus is batel, not only vis-a-vis who gets the onish, although Shlichus is betela. So it turns out that the Rabbanu wasn't authorized up here to sell the land, they weren't authorized to sell the land, so then nothing happens, and then it's vayta Jewish land, so it's blood Jewish land. So of course there's an issue of Shemitah. So the Chazon Ish says that's the bad news. The good news, he says, is that turns out nobody violated Los Yichanim. But since the Mechira didn't take place, so then nobody got violated Nisa. That's a mixed Nechama. If we didn't want to violate Los Yichanim, we just shouldn't have done anything in the first place. The whole goal was to sell Eretz Yisrael. And then he told me that the Mechira is not canceled. So some argued with the Chazon Ish. Some said, wait a second, the Shalich of the Rabbanut, the Shogim, the Bendon Shogim, the Amim Mutter, they think it's Mutter. There are certain Shitas, there are certain Acharonim who came up with different ideas as to why there's no Los Yichanim. Even if you don't like those ideas, but the people who are doing it, the shalichim, everybody is b'shoigeg. So Tosfos writes that when the shalich is b'shoigeg, so then there's no one shalich at b'aveira. So the Chazon Ish responded, we don't pass like that Tosfos. The Shach already was machriya, yilchoshim b'shbegenz that Tosfos. Like the Ritvot, it says that shalich at b'aveira applies across the board, even if the person is b'shoigeg. So the Chazon Ish said, all the reasons that are given, all the heterim that are given for Los Yichanim, he thought are all not kedai. He didn't think any one of them. There were many, many that were given. He didn't think even one of them was correct. So the Chazon Ish says, the Goloi Milsa, that it's a Nisa Gomor, even, so I mean, Mutta Shogi, whatever you want to call it, but that doesn't detract from the fact that Shlichus Vavera, and we pass it like this, so that Shlichus Vavera is the potatoes of Shlichus. So the Chazon Ish, in one fell swoop, disqualified the whole Etta Bechira, just merely on the grounds of Los Nechonim. Even when you assume that only land rights throw by going would solve Shemitah problems, you can't get there because you have the problem of Los Nechonim. The only way to get around the problem is if you cut out the middleman, and if you have the farmer sell directly to the Goyim. So in the latest Shemitahs, that's what they've done. So in the last couple of Shemitah cycles, so they've changed the protocol, they've changed the procedure that to satisfy that concern the Chazon Ish. Don't think the Chazon Ish therefore signed the Chazon Ish, that hasn't been around for many years, but don't think therefore the Chazon Ish and his Tamidim are signing off to the Het Mechira, not by a long shot. They were opposed to the Het Mechira and 500,000 other reasons. But this particular the Chazon Ish that the Mechira is betailed because it's done their shlichus, so that has been rectified. Again, it doesn't solve the whole problem, it minimizes that one particular prat of that the Chazon Ish was opposed to. So again, that was just the Shiraim really of last week. So now we begin our it's hard to call it a new sugya, it's really It's a, in a sense, a second sugya related to the general sugya of Ein Shlecha Ba'Aveira. And now we begin to analyze some of the exceptions to the rule of Ein Shlecha Ba'Aveira. And what puts together two or three possibilities of where, based on special psukim, where the rules of Ein Shlecha Ba'Aveira fall by the wayside. And now we have to begin to understand what this is all about, what's the lumdus, what's the background, and how is this all going to play out for us. So the sugya begins on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara has just told us that there's a principle of Ein Shlecha Ba'Aveira, and again, the reason the Gemara gives is Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, whether that's the final reason or part of the reason, that was the Machlokes that the Ritva we spoke about. But the bottom line is, everyone seems to buy into this idea, at least everyone at this point buys into the idea of Ein Shlecha Ba'Aveira. So he asks the Gemara Kasha, it's a little bit down from halfway down the page, and the Beis and the Beis. The first one line is Divrei. So the Hod Sanya, which is already a little bit of a question, why it's a Hod Sanya. The Sanya is always a Braisa. It happens to be a Mishnah. Usually a Mishnah is introduced by Hod Sanya. So it's not clear exactly what the Girsa should be, but there's clearly a question from Tanoim onto what we just said. So we just established the principle of Ein Shlecha Ba'Aveira that is contradicted by the following. Shaliach Shlo Asa Shlichusa, Shaliach Ma. If Reuben appoints Shimon as a Shaliach to use something of the Beis HaMikdash, he asks him to take that money over there and use it to go to the store, to use, to be moel behekdash in effect. So if the shliach doesn't do what he was supposed to do, say Reuven told Shimon take the money from the drawer, he might not take the money from the closet or something, so he did what he wasn't authorized to do, then shliach moel, so then the shliach is not a shliach anymore. If Reuven appoints Shimon as a shliach, he'll be mekadosh rochem, he goes into mekadosh leyam, that's not a shliach, he's only authorized to do what he was told explicitly. So here, when the shliach changes from the words of the Balabayas, so now the shliach is responsible for the act of me'ilah, who done b'shagig, and he has to pay back the Beis HaMikdash, he has to eat a chaymish, he has to be a korban me'ilah. But also shlichusa, but what if the shliach does the shlichusa? That's exactly what he's supposed to do. Then Balabayas mo. So then it turns out that the Balabayas, the person who appointed him, is the one who's chayv me'ilah, has to pay the money, has to pay the chaymish, has to be the korban. So practically, Markasha, ki also shlichusa, the Balabayas, there are more. If and when, in the second case of the Mishnah, that he does the shlichus properly, so the Balabais is really moel, am I? Why is the Balabais moel? Neima ein shlicha d'vaveira. Why don't we apply the rule of ein shlicha d'vaveira? So why in the world should the Balabais be moel? The answer to the Gemara, shani mi'ilah. Mi'ilah is different. The yofa chet chet bitruma. There's a special gzer sekos, gzer shava, that we compare the parish of mi'ilah where the word chet appears, and the parish of truma where the word chet appears. Matruma mashu shliach, ap mi'ilah mashu shliach. Just as there is shlichos the dvar veira, sorry, just as there is shlichos by truma, which is not a dvar veira, so too, we extrapolate to mi'ilah as well. So this is the yotze min haklal. So yes, the Gemara, why is this the yotze min haklal? The nelef mina. Why don't we say this is the klal? If the Torah tells us that kein yeh shlich le dvar veira mi'ilah, that should serve as the model that the chol tarkula. It always serves all of eiros. What happened to the haklal eventually the dvar veira? Answer the Gemara, no. You cannot derive from mi'ilah. Because there happens to be another exception to the rule, and that's shlichus yad. Shlichus yad means when I'm watching an object for you, I'm a shom echino, shom esoch, I'm not allowed to use the object, and I go ahead and I use the object. Even though nothing happened, I didn't damage the object. Let's say I'm watching your car for a month. You left it in my driveway, you told me not to use it. I'm not a shom, not a seich, I'm a shom echidim, or shom esoch on it. I'm not allowed to use it, and I decide to drive to the store, come back 5 minutes later, I didn't smash up the car, didn't hurt the car, didn't nothing happened to the car. Once I do that, I'm shalech yad b'pikadu, the Torah says, lo shalech yad b'chisreyu, once I'm shalech yad b'pikadu, I become like a gazlan, and anything that happens to the car, even not at all related to what I did, I'm chayav to pay. If I take the car for a spin around the block, and now I park it back again, and it gets struck by lightning an hour later, so I'm chayav to pay, im lo shalech yad, that's a dir shlichus yad. So the dir shlichus yad applies even if I personally wasn't shalech yad. If I appointed somebody else to be shalech yad, there's also a dir shlichus yad. How do we know that? The Gemara is going to tell us in a moment. So says the Gemara, since there are two cases now, two parashas, two dirim in the Torah, which are averus, and the Torah says explicitly are subject to the rules of shlichus, so this creates what we call the shnei ksuvin aboim ki echad. And we have a rule, b'chol shnei ksuvin aboim ki echad eimalam din. Whenever the Torah repeats something twice, that's tantamount to saying, don't arrive at l'chol tarakula. Why? The starting point of all halacha is, we're allowed to compare halachas one to another. That's called the memetzinu. If a din is true in case A, so anything that's pretty similar to A, B, C, D, or whatever similar to A, you're allowed to compare, you're allowed to extrapolate. If there's something fundamentally different with A that B doesn't have, then you can't compare one to another. When everything's pretty much on par, then we have a right to do what's called medama milsim milsim. That's part of the midrash and the drashas, the principles of mamatzinu. So when the Torah, if the Torah wanted to teach us that yesh lichud ba'aveira, it should have only said it once. It should have just given the example of me'ilah and left it there, and we would have known. If by me'ilah the shlichus, then all of eiros the shlichus. So why does the Torah repeat itself by shlichus yad? So the repetition is, it's almost like a double negative. It's to tell me that from the fact that we're going out of the way to say, oh, by the way, yesh lichud ba'aveira here. Oh, and by the way, yesh lichud ba'aveira here. It teaches me here and here, yes. But everywhere else, no. That's one of the midrash and the drashas. We're used to only 13 meters. We say the shortened version. Rabbi Shmuel says, we can't get the Shmuel top, say Rabbi Shmuel. Imagine we said all the meters. Some Tanoim about 32 meters. Allah Rabbi Yosef, 32 meters Shetan Rosh. We have more than hundreds of meters Shetan Rosh. All the Vavs and Esen, the Hadas, there's so many meters. So we say the very, very short in the bridge version of Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara says, this is also one of the meters Shetan Rosh. Sheshteksu Rabban Yechad Eim Alamdim. So the Gemara says, this is a classic example of that principle. It's a combination of Me'ilah and Shlichus Yad, and therefore we can't apply it to Kol Torah Kula. So he asked the Gemara, Me'ilah Adiyamah, so I saw the Pasuk that taught me Me'ilah, Shlichus Yad Mahi, where's the source for Shlichus Yad? So this time we learned it in Braisa. Akol Devar Pesha, the Torah says in the parasha of Shomrim, Akol Devar Pesha, he uses the phrase, Lo Shalach Yado, speaks about Shlichus Yad, and it introduces the Chiyuv of a Shomrim who does something wrong, Akol Devar Pesha. What does Devar mean? What does the word Devar mean? The Shammai say that means even if a person merely planned on doing Shlichus Yad, he thought he's going to drive the car around the block. Rashi has two days in different places, whether it means he thought or whether he actually spoke. Those who are in the Shabbos Shur was familiar, this related to this topic we spoke about then, about Machshava and Kol Torah Kula. So here, the Shammai's opinion is that even if you merely thought or you merely spoke about doing Shlichus Yad Yechai, that's what a Kol Devar Pesha means. Basil says it's not true. Only the physical shlichus yad is mechayev. You should never im lo shalach yad of a gem. He has to be a mapshe shlichus yad. Some of Bishalom, Basil, Bishalom, he said to Basil, of a lo nemra kol dvar pesha. I, it says a kol dvar pesha. So, amu lehem Basil, Bishalom, lo nemra im lo shalach yad of a gem. So, amu Bishalom, Basil, you can't a kol dvar pesha lamali. So what does a kol dvar pesha mean according to Basil? It means as follows. Shriyachol, aim li elahu. I know that if I personally, if I'm the shomer, if I'm a shaliach yadim chayev, I'm al avdol l'shluchu b'nai. What if I appointed my servant or my shaliach to do it on my behalf? So I'm a lev akol dvar pesha. So baruch Hashem, we have a riboy akol dvar. Even dvar means I just merely appointed someone and they did it. If I just said I'm going to do it, they still hold that's not enough to be chayev. But if I appointed someone and the person followed my directions, so then there is a chiyah for the mashaleach for shlichus yad. So comes the Gemara and says, so now we have two, so we've identified two exceptions to the rule, so two cases where the Torah says, Kei yesh lichud ba'aveira, and because the Torah says these cases yes, that implies that all other cases no. So the Gemara says, no, we're still not done. Hanich lebeisil, or lebeishamai, demuk milay lahaikwa machshava kemaisa, nelef milay. According to Beishamai, there is no second pasuk, because according to Beishamai, shlichus is not a mechayev, but shlichus yad. So what's the mysterious second pasuk? So Mishum Dahabim Me'ilah Tvicha Mechirish Nekse Rabboim Kiyachad Chosh Nekse Rabboim Kiyachad Eim Alamdin. The Gemara says we discovered our third pasuk. The third pasuk is Tvicha U'mechira. Tvicha Mechira means I stole an animal, I stole a shoros, and I went ahead, not just stole it, I went ahead and I shechted it or I sold it to somebody else. So the Torah says Chamisha Vokh Yishalam Tachas HaShor Yav Etzoyim Tachas HaSeh. In the middle of Pashim Mishpatim, the Torah says you have to pay five times for the ox that you stole and shechted or sold, and four times for the sheep that you stole and subsequently shechted or sold. So that din of Tvicha Mechira, that even though I didn't shecht it myself, I appointed somebody else to be my shechit for me, there's also a din of Dal Dehei, that the Ganav has to pay Dal Dehei. So that's another exception to the rule. So we finally found either two or three exceptions to the rule. Every time we lump on more together, more pasuk, every time we find another pasuk that teaches me, Yesh lichud va'aveira, then we're home free because we know these are the exceptions to the rule. The general rule is that ain't lichud va'aveira. So what is the source for this? The Gemara continues. Me'ilah di'amrit. So me'ilah, I know. Tvicha mechira ma'i. What's the source for tvicha mechira? So amakura tvacha amacharo. The Torah is makish tvicha of the davar agonav and mechira of the davar agonav. Ma mechira de'achia. Just as mechira requires another party, I can't sell to myself. Av tvicha de'achia. So to tvicha will be chayiv even if it's ay de'achia. It's a gzeres hakosav.
The very Rabbi Shmuel Tana, all the rabbis is a shliach. No, the word utvachel o becharo was a revoy to include a shliach. Vechizgi Tana, it says tachas the rabbis is a shliach. It says arbitzel tachas aseach, avishavach tachas ashor, etc. Tachas comes to include even aydei shliach. So when all the dust settles, everyone agrees that is it. This was not a question that a ganav pays dalad vehei, even if the tvicha was done through a shliach. It's just a technical machlekes. How do you know? Is it for this pasuk, that pasuk, the other pasuk? But at the end of the day, we don't find anyone who argues with this dude. So when all the dust settles, according to we, follow Beis Hillel, the general starting rule, baseline is ein shluchat v'avera. So by most of the areas in the Torah, there's ein shluchat v'avera. And there are a handful that yei shluchat v'avera. So the handful are really three. One was me'ila, that everybody agreed to. That was a gzeres shav, it's kasa from Truma. One was shlichas yad, according to Beis Hillel, learned that from Kol V'Pesha. And the third is Tvich Mechira, learned that from a variety of these different psukim. So in all the dust settles, three cases, we have to remember. We have to remember Me'ila, Shlichus Yad, and Tvich Mechira. These are the exceptions to the rule. And these, in a sense, set up the rule, because these are the ones that now indicate that it's called Tarakula Tacha'ei Shlichus Vavir. So I found the sugya in terms inside the Gemara. Now we have to begin to try and analyze a little bit the nature of these three different halachas. Are there similarities? Are there differences? How do we understand these rules? How do we understand, in a sense, these exceptions to the rule? What's this all about? This notion of Eishlech is not there normally. It's about these three cases are the exceptions to the rule.
Does Beis Hillel agree with Rabbi Shammai on Tzvicha
Mechira? Everyone agrees with Tzvicha Mechira. Yeah, that's a given. Yeah, the Gemara Bava Kamma, everyone agrees to that.
Tzvicha Yad only Beis Hillel.
Is that right? Right. Beis Hillel didn't need Tzvicha Mechira, but Lamais it exists. Lamais is true. So we begin with the Rambam. In Hilchos Me'ila, we referenced this Rambam a little bit in passing last week, and I don't think we definitely didn't read it together. I don't think we read it together, and I'm not sure we even actually spelled it out. It's a Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis. I sent it on the curves. So the Rambam in Halacha Aleph had just I left that off the Rambam because that's a long Rambam. But the Rambam basically sums up the din of Yeshlech and Vaver by Me'ila. The Rambam gives you every possible permutation of a case that the Mishnah talks about. But Tachas, when all the dust settles, the din is that when it comes to Me'ila, Cain, the din is exerced. Akos, Exer, Shav, Tchet, Mitruma, and Yeshlech and Vaver. But now the Rambam qualifies that rule in Pre-Exam and Lachavis. But Med the Rambam Urim, when do we say that Yeshlech and Vaver by Me'ila, v'shahayu ha'chatichos v'kotche v'ere kabayis. So here the Rambam is referencing two different types of Dvarim Kedoshim. Hekdesh can be broken down to two categories. There's v'ere kabayis and there's kotche mizbeach. Kotche v'ere kabayis are things that were designated, that were dedicated to be used, literally to improve the basic Mikdash itself. A person is makdish wood. So you're not going to, if your wood's a bad example, you could theoretically ruin one of the mizbech. Okay, you scratch it. Okay, a person's makdish something. He's makdish some gold. He kept it gold in the mizbech. So you have to use the gold to build something in the base of mikdash. What if the base of mikdash doesn't need any more gold? So then you sell it and you use the money and you use that money to fix up whatever is necessary in the base of mikdash. Or a person is makdish, a guy's makdish a car. What's the base of mikdash going to do with a car? So they sell the car. They use the money for the upkeep of the bedik habayis. So that's one type of hekdesh, bedik habayis. Now the din is that if a person is makdish something with bedik habayis, so the isra be'ila applies in full force. Well, if you will makdish your car to the base of mikdash, then you go ahead and use your car, so you chayav a car from me'ila, if you did a b'shadik. Then there's another kind of hekdesh, which is hekdesh mizbeach. A person is makdish something to be brought on the mizbeach, to be brought as a korban. So comes around and says, v'med d'var mamurim, that yeshlech d'var veira by me'ila, that's when we're dealing with hekdesh bedik habayis. Avalim, hayu b'sar ola v'chayotzebo. What if I have a piece of meat of a korban ola? Now, a piece of meat of a korban ola is for sure subject to the ila, because nobody's allowed to eat it. Regular meat of a korban is not chayv in the ila, because you're allowed to eat it. I mean, a kohen's allowed to eat Yisrael, depending on which kind of korban it is. But once the korban is put to be achila, at least to some people, then the isra of the ila falls by the wayside. But besar ola, which is only going to be put on the mizbeach, no one has that. And this is their rice even for a kohen to eat besar ola. So then the isra of the ila is still in full force. So what would it be? I have a piece of meat that's an ola. I didn't realize it's an ola. He didn't realize, nobody realizes it's an ola. And I go to somebody and I say, do me a favor, go eat that meat. Go, you partake of that meat. And he went ahead and he listened to me, and he went ahead and he ate that meat. So the Rambam says, don't tell me a story that yesh lechot v'aveira. From Eila, you're going to be chayav the mishalech. Why? That's different. In that case, only the person who ate the meat itself will be oiver. Why is that? What's the difference? This is mila, this is mila. Dedekabais is mila, and kachem is bech is mila. So how did the Rambam know that the gzeres across of yesh, shalichet, v'aveir, v'ila only applies to one, not to the other? So the Rambam explains to you how he figured it out. Sha'arehu chayev v'isr acher, yesr v'ameila. When a person eats the sar ola, they're in violation of two isurim. First of all, they're in violation of the isur of ve'ila, but then there's an additional lav, additional malchus in the Torah for eating besar ola. It's like eating treif. You're not allowed to eat besar ola. So comes the Rambam and says, when I appoint you as a shaliach to eat besar ola, I'm really appointing you as a shaliach to do two averes. I'm appointing you as a shaliach to do me'ila, and I'm appointing you as a shaliach to eat besar ola. Now, that gzeres akosov, that yesh lechet v'aveir me'ila, was only said vis-a-vis the chiv me'ila. That's what the gzeres akosov was. That's the gzeres of the chet of truma. The parish of chet was said in the parish of me'ila. So says the Rambam, since when I appoint you to eat the Besar Ola, I am also asking you, I'm requesting you to do another Aveira. So I you chay b'isaracha yesal ha'me'ila. U'v'chol ha'terekula ein shmechad v'aveira. He says, vis-a-vis other isurim ein shmechad v'aveira. Ela b'me'ila levada shleis ayvim v'isaracher. The only time we say that yesh shmechad v'aveira is by me'ila, and the only time we say it is shleis ayvim v'isaracher. But any time there's another issa thrown into the mix, so that's ois yesh lechet v'aveira. That's yesh lechet v'aveira me'ila. That's called terakula. That's subject to called terakula rules. And the called terakula ein shlechet v'aveira. It's a chiddush from the Rambam. So the question is where the Rambam got it from. He got it from the Tosef. Okay, the Rambam didn't make it up lagamrei, right? But this is the official sheet. This is the sheet of the Rambam. This chiddush, so much chiddush of the Rambam, that you have to put the brakes on yesh lechet v'aveira me'ila. It's not always true. It's only yesh lechet v'aveira if and when that's the only isser involved. Once you tap on another isser, such as achilus besar ola, so then the buck stops here. So then the regular rules of ein shlechet v'aveira kick in, and so be it. The shaliach is going to be chayv everything. The mishlech is not going to be chayv anything. That's the chiddush of the Rambam, for example.
I think you split it.
Oh, so that's the chiddush of the Rambam. You can't split. The Rambam says once the one ma'isa has other isurim, that was the lashon of Rambam. That was the chiddush was only if and when the isa me'ila, then the shlichus is still chayemes. But once you throw another isa in, then it becomes batal. This may be a throwback that we spoke a little bit about last week, that the shlichus itself is batala. There's a chiddush in the minu shlichus. Once we have to cancel the minu shlichus vis-a-vis the isa racher, then the name it's this batla legabe the me'ila as well. So we don't have the longest of the Rambam. The nice of the Rambam says it's clear. It's clear in the Rambam.
Why isn't this a problem in the first scenario also? Are you taking from the Hekdesh?
Because Kachem Benikmai is only one Nisr. Kachem Benikmai is only Nisr of Me'ila. It's only by Achilus Besar, Korban Oila, that there's an additional Isr of Machos Asur of Achilus.
Is there a Gneva from the Beis
Mikdash? Oh, so the Gneva of the Beis Mikdash is probably the Me'ila. That's probably what Me'ila is. According to many, many, that's exactly what Me'ila is all about. So this is the Chiddush of the Rambam. So I mentioned before that we referenced this Rambam last week without actually quoting it, because we spoke about this. Who remembers the case we spoke about this? This very, very similar scenario.
Dal Dayan Shabbos.
Let's go back again to the Rambam that we read last week. Let's go back to the Rambam in Ilchus Geneva for Gimel Chavav. But the Rambam writes in Gimel Chavav in Ilchus Geneva, Osa Shaliach Lishchot Lo, V'Shachot Lo Shalich B'Shabbos, the Rambam's trying to find that one crazy wild case. I mean, not trying to find himself, he took it right out of the Gemara and Merubah to celebrate with the Kabbalah. But we're trying to locate that one crazy scenario where a person could do the Tvicha, or the Tvicha can be done on Shabbos and still have to pay. Normally, when the Tvicha is done on Shabbos, so automatically you're going to get off scot free from paying because come with the Rami day. So we have to search for a case that Yechayav Dal Behei for Shechting on Shabbos without being Chayav Misa. How does that? I didn't shech myself. I appointed somebody else to shech for me. So the Rambam is walking a tightrope here. The Rambam's dancing around the case. Because the Rambam's trying to create a case that has everything going for it. We want it to be on Shabbos. We want the Ganav to be Chayav. So we need that shlichus to remain intact. So when the Rambam describes that scenario, that one case that he needs, where the shlichus is intact, even though it's being done on Shabbos, the Rambam introduces by saying, Asa shlich lishchot loy. So last week we highlighted the Mishnah Melech's diuk, that the Rambam Dafka did not say, Asa shlech lishcha lo b'shabbos. The Rambam left that out. Because Because if it would have been Asa lo shliach lishchat b'Shabbos, what would we have said? We would have said, oh, there's another Aveira in the mix. And once there's another Aveira in the mix, so then the whole shlichus is b'teila. And even vis-a-vis Baal Behei, the chi is not going to go back to the v'shaleach. So therefore the Rambam was very, very medayik to say that there was only a shlichus for one Aveira. The one Aveira was with Baal Behei. The fact that the shlich decided on his own to do a tvicha b'Shabbos, that's his problem, it's not my problem. So that was the Mishnah Melech's deal. So we take a look quickly again at the Mishnah Melech from last week. So the Mishnah Melech says, in Paragim HaLachavav, Asa shlech lishat lo b'shachal lo shlech b'shavetz rei ganuchem. Midiktuk div Rabbeinu zan nirali, v'davka kishaso shlech stam shal yishchak loy. V'holach ha-shlech b'shach b'shavetz. Azu d'chayev ha-gana b'tashlum ed al-vei. Aval, in the other cave of the Ram did not quote, אם עשו שליח שישחד לו בשעבס, הולך שליח בשעבס, פודד של שדם לב. ותאימה, משום דמה שנסחי וגנה בשחית את השליח, חידו שוב שחית שתוירה, דה בכל תאר כולה כמה מן שלו בדבר. אל דשני צליח ומחיל, דקל לקרוד, יש עדי שליח, that's our gemar. It's the חידו של תאירה, the דה הבא is different. וכבד החידו שוב, אין לנו אלא היכה שלא נצטרף ישראך ושליחו זה. That this חידוש of your שליח is מעביר בדעות מהי only makes sense when there's no other avera tacked on. The lo aso shliach ki imala tvicha. Aval hecha da aso shliach shiyishchot b'Shabbos. If he explicitly told him to shecht on Shabbos, the mavad isra tvicha ki isra Shabbos. Lagabi isra Shabbos, pshita den shlichot v'avera. Once we have to cancel the shlichas vis-a-vis Shabbos, hachinam v'nivya tvicha nasa shlich. That's the diuk in the Lashon Rambam. And then the Mishnah Melech comes up with a punchline. He says, and by the way, I didn't make this up in a Ramadan of Geneva. How do I know this Yesod is true? That once another Aveir is tacked on, that cancels, that negates the Shlichus entirely, even for Dal Behei. The Ram we just read. The Ram we just read. So the Mishnah Melech says, the Ram of Nechus Geneva, the Dikta Pelosh and Ram of his Mamash Lashitoso in Nechus Be'ilo. It's Gaval, a beautiful two Ram of Mamash Meyushev, Mamash go hand in hand. However, let's get down to the very end of this paragraph in the Mishnah Melech. It's five lines from the bottom to the end of the line. V'ra'isi, V'harav, Yaakov Balaturim, Zabaturach, Shemishvet Sinin, Shinun, Sifidzayin, who quotes the same din as the Rambam, and he quotes the name of the Rambam. Listen to how the Torah formulates the Rambam. Shekosav, Osa Shaliach Lishchot Lo B'Shabbos. Oh, yeah. Exactly what we were not expecting. V'ha Shaliach Shachet B'Shabbos. This is the Torah. Kosav Ram Shukhayev. What does it says the Torah exactly the opposite of what the Mishnah Melech was B'dayik, B'diktuk Lashon Rambam. V'anira Shadayita, it would appear that the Torah's opinion was, Shadivir Rabbeinu Zal, I'm going to talk to him. The Rambam didn't mean Dafka, Asal, Shlich, Lishchot, Lav, that Rambam, he didn't mean Lafuke, he just gave me a case. But it would equally be true if the Shlichus was geared toward Shabbos as well. Well, the Didiz of the Mishnah Melech, when Chidus covered the Torah, I don't think this is correct what he's saying. Divir Rabbeinu Zal, but Tachlis HaDiktuk, Raraya Shekasav, Divir Rabbeinu Zal, Chos Be'ilah, Hiraya Nechoyna, Adkan, Divir Mishnah. So Mishnah Melech concludes that he thinks that the Torah's almost, fudging over the Lashon Rambam. Then it's all the same things. But no matter who cares whether he appointed him to be shecht on Shabbos or he did shecht on his own Shabbos, it's all the same thing. Yesh lechet v'aveir v'dal v'hei, says Mishnah Melech. No, it's not true. The Rambam is mamish betachlis adiktok, as is proven by the sugya, by the Lashon Rambam and the Chos Me'ilah. So l'chora, Mishnah Melech has the upper hand on the Torah. First of all, the deal question around, the text around clearly bears out what the Mishnah Melech is being medayik. But even more profound is the Ram says in Ruchas Nila. The Ram says, Tem only, we just read the Ram together. Read the Ram, drags down the Chavez. She, Chai Bisrache, Yosh Lalila. So plug that into you, Chai Bisrache, Noisval Dalvei. What in the world is it even according to the Torah? How in the world would the Torah read this Ram in Ruchas Nila if the Torah claims that the Ram is Lav Dach in Ruchas Kedega? How do you begin to tackle such a kasha? To try to show what perhaps the Mishnah Melech, notwithstanding a diktuk lashon Rambam, the dimyon between the two is not 100%. The chora, we have to go back to the drawing board. We have to understand So far, we're only focusing on two of the exceptions. Shlichus Yahzi will come back to us in a moment. But we mentioned there were three exceptions Chazal singled out to the rule. Otherwise, we'll make sure that there. One was Shlichus Yahzi, which is not interesting to us right now. One was Be'ilah, one was Da'al Meh. Are these identical to one another? These are all just three. They're all three exceptions, but they're basically the same Yisod. Whereas perhaps each one working with its own parameters. Each one is slightly different. It's a different pulse, a different makor, different area of halacha. One's Be'ilah, which is Yad, one's Geneva. And maybe the rules are different, one from another, and perhaps we can extrapolate as easily as the Mishnah Melech did. So the Mishnah Melech drew an arrow from Hilchus Be'ilah to Hilchus Geneva. It's the same sugya. But the Rambam states in Perek Zayin Be'ilah Azoy, and the Rambam states Azoy and Hilchus Geneva. And we have to question, is that true? So it comes to Ketzos, and he begins to tackle the dissenting view to try to show you why the Mishnah Melech's arrow is not 100% accurate. Not necessarily 100% accurate. Says the Ketzos, let's go back to the Rambam Chazmiel again. Read the Rambam very, very carefully in the Chazmiel. The Rambam draws a distinction between the Kabbayis and the Sarai Law. In the middle of the Rambam again, Sharei Uchai Bisarach, Yes Olam Meila. Uvechola Tarakula, Ain Shlichet Vaveira. What is the Rambam trying to say? The Rambam is trying to say that even though there is a cost of the Yeshlech to Vavreba Be'ilah, don't add in any more Yisurim. So if I was writing that, I would have said something like this. Shareyu chai b'Yisurachi yesal me'ilah ve'ein shlich v'aveira ela b'me'ilah levada shleisar v'me'isachir. There are three words in the Rambam that mamash don't fit. No, they're not fit, they're not true. What are the three words? Kol Tarakula. It's almost like the Rambam is saying, Me'ila has to be in its own category. Don't touch Me'ila. Any time there's another Isra gets thrown to the mix, you're off base. Because Kayadua, Kayadua Mufersum, says the Rambam, Me'ila is the absolute only sole exception to the rule of Ein Shlichus V'Aveira. Really? We just read a Gemara Kedushin. Al Behe is an exception to the rule. As the Rambam himself writes, Shlichus Geneva. Shlichus Yav is an exception. As the Rambam himself, Paskins, Shlichus Shel Pikadon. What does that mean? Meila is the only exception. It's a little overkill, the Rambam saying. It's not true. The Rambam could have gotten the same point across without those of the Chol Terakula. Why the necessity to highlight, to single out Meila when it's not true? Meila is not the only case. There are other cases, equally valid cases, which are exceptions to the rule. The Rambam could have gotten the same point across without that almost misleading phrase. Says the Maharit, his Chidushim, Maseches Chidushim. It was an early Acharonim. Says the Maharit, as quoted by the Ketzos, the Rambam here is referring to the fact that, believe it or not, there's only one case in halacha, only one, Kol Tarakula, that yei shliach with Barbera. And that one case is only Me'ila. Are you kidding? The Rambam himself quotes the Gemara. Says not right now. Yei shliach, yei shlodun. What's the nature of this halacha? Let's take shlichus yad. It's an easy one. Shlichus yad. The starting point would have been, I have to be Shalech Yad myself. If I appoint somebody else to be Shalech Yad, and comes the Torah and says, I'll call Dvar Pesha. No. Even if you appointed somebody else to do it, that's the way it is. You're still Chayav. What's Pshat? What's the nature of the halacha? Is the Torah telling me that I'm Chayav B'Tor Shlichus? And this is the exception, so to speak, of the rule of Ein Shlichus V'Aveira. I'm chai b'Torah Shlichus. Don't ask any kashas, ask a kosov. What's the Torah now? What the Torah is doing is almost redefining for me what Shlichus Yad is all about. Why is Shlichus Yad chai? What's the pshat of Shlichus Yad? Shlichus Yad is the ultimate, it's the worst case scenario of a pshia. You can't get more negligent than a Shlichus Yad. That's why, in fact, some of the dinim shlichus yad actually learned out from the words are called dvar pesha. You know, there are different targets, different degrees of pshia. If I ask you to watch my car, me, and you leave the car door wide open with the keys inside, that's a pshia, right? And you want to know what's the worst pshia? when you take the car around for a spin, ain't the chabshia b'dayl mizu. So comes the halacha and says, in the darga of pshia, does it make the slightest bit of difference whether I'm the one who drove the car, or I asked my crony next door to drive the car? I asked my Ebbet to drive the car. I asked my Shaliyah to drive the car. I asked the valet guy to drive the car. What's the difference? At the end of the day, I was pshia. In the end of the day, the chiyav of shlichus yad is not neveya from the mice of shlichus yad. It's not the mice that's bad. It's not like eating treif. It's not like doing malach and Shabbos where the mice is the problem. It's not the mice of shlichus yad. The mice of shlichus yad is the baram that aim chapshia. You can have a situation where I pesheya to the same degree as the shlech b'yad and I didn't touch the car. The car sitting in California, I call a guy in California and says, listen, take the car around, spin it around the block. That's the same dog of pshia, whether I got into the car, I drove the car around, or I appointed a shlich to drive it around. When the Torah is mechadish in Yaakov Dvar Pesha, the rabbi said the shlichus yad by Ayde Shaliach, the Torah is not saying this is the parasha shlichus. It's not even shlichus. What the Torah is saying, says the Ma'arit, is that the nature, the very mechayev of shlichus yad, doesn't make a difference who actually does it. And you have to come on to shlichus.
Argument is so good, it's like you don't even need a Gzeres Kasher for that.
Well, you need a Gzeres Kasher to tell me that.
Is
that
why is it even called an Avera? It's like, I mean, the word Pesha aside.
Yeah.
Qualification in a Chiyuv.
Okay.
But it should be that the person who actually does the Maisa then is the person who's Chayav.
Wait. You're not the question. You're asking a whole other ball game here. You're asking, this is so good, so then both of us should be Chayav.
Yeah.
You're the ready to concise. That's the concise of the last Kasher of the single, which we may not get to by the end of the Shia today. But that's the second half of the discussion. Let's just focus first on the Mishalech. So something Marit and says, you want to know the truth, says the Marit? There's no shlichus in the barbeh, but shlichus yad. You chayav, but it's not through the vehicle shlichus. Come to the Alde. What kind of din is this? What kind of law is this? The guy steals an animal, he's chayav kefa. He goes and he shechs it, or he's boicher it, and boom, all of a sudden the chayav. Quadruples, quintuples, four, five times. He has to pay. What's pure? So the Gemara is the favorish. That the chiyuv is that it's one thing to steal something from somebody. It's another thing to steal and to use it, to be netted to such an extent that, I mean, there's netted. I can steal something from you and just ride it around the block a little bit. Okay, there's a little bit now and all. But when I stole it and I shechted it, getting ready to eat it, it's not going to be around anymore. Or if I stole it, I sold it, I pocket the money, you know, I invest the money somewhere, waste the money somewhere. So the object's not here anymore. I was netted to such an extent from Yoga Neva, the Torah is mechayev me for that. The rest of it is shtarish b'chei. Not only did I steal it, I went even one step further. I was netted and destroying the object in effect in the process of being netted from it. Says the Ma'arit. At the end of the day, I stole the animal. And I'm not a very good shechit. I'm a good God, I'm not a good shechit. I don't want to trust my own shechita. So I asked somebody else to shechit. Is that one iota less of hanos hageneva? Is that one drop less of hanom and hageneva, of destroying and being nene and hageneva in the process of destruction, than if I shechted, if I held a knife myself? What's the Ma'arit saying? The nature of quote-unquote shlichos the dvar veira for tvicha mechira is also not shlichos. Because the maisa tvicha is not the mechayev. The maisa mechira is not the mechayev. The real mechayev is being nene min hageneva in such a destructive manner. That's the mechayev. That's exactly what the Torah's mechadish me. If not, the answer Judas kasha. If not for this zeres akosav, I would have said that tvicha mechira means a maisa geneva, a maisa tvicha, a maisa mechira. If you didn't do the maisa tvicha, so then we're not going to hold you responsible. And you do the shlichus now. Comes the pasuk and says, "Nah, forget the ma'isa. This is the same type of chiyuv as shlichus yad. Shlichus yad is not really the shlichus yad itself. That's the geyim of the chiyuv. It's the pshia shabbat. When it comes to the tvicha mechira, it's not the ma'isa tvicha mechira, but rather it's the hanos shabbat. And it does make one iota of difference who the actual shechit was.
What? If we're almost now like redefining, or again taking this out of the part time, the shlichus that's the issue. Why wouldn't that apply to other isuri hana?" Like basar chalav. Like, what difference does it make to me if I sell it myself, if my shliach sells it, I pocket the money at the end of the day? So,
in Okinami, if I pocket the money, I mean, that's not shlichus, I mamash have the money. That's not ishla v'gavera. I was nene. If I'm nene from something, whether I'm nene, like giving it to the animal or selling it in the street, if I get enough of it, that's my problem. So in Okinami, that would be true. So what the Maharishas did is that we started off, we had three cases up on a pedestal of these are the three halachic exceptions to the rule of Ein Shlichus V'Aveira, Shlichus Yad, Shlichus Mechira Me'ila. And the Maharit just threw Shlichus Yad out the window. And he threw Shlichus Mechira out the window. And guess what? There's only one left. Me'ila. The only true Yesh Shlichus V'Aveira in the fullest authentic way is Me'ila. And says the Maharit, that's exactly what the Rambam means. Says the Maharit, what the Rambam says, that of a chol ha-terekula in Shlichus V'Aveira, elegant Me'ila. There is no other case which is pure Shlichus V'Aveira. The facts are, at the end of the day, there is a chiyah by a day shliach, but it's not through the parash, not through the vehicle of shlichus. It's through a different parash in that way. So she take the marit, the lashon of
that. Can you say the same story by Me'ila? The problem is, the object is used. So like in the chet, again, like all the others, the chet, what do we do? The chet is that hektish was used, but it should be.
Right.
But it still has to be attributable to you.
Right. It means, in theory, one could have said this by Me'ila also. One could have stretched this to Me'ila also.
Except unless you say that Me'ila doesn't require a Hana. Me'ila is just
infection. That's a whole tricky. These are very, very tricky. Me'ila, you sell this. Maybe. There's Me'ila with a Hana. So, I don't know. I have to go back to Chaz Me'ila a little bit to make sure we have to answer this correctly. I don't know. I hear a time, I hear a response. I'm not sure. I don't want to commit to a Me'ila show. So Rabbi Sai says the Ketzos, it's based on this Maharit. Now we can say a pshat in the Torah. Who's going to have a pshat in the Torah? We have you in the Torah. What did the Rambam tell us in, for example, Chavez of Mila?
Yes. And you mix in another.
When you throw in another Aveira, what do we say to you? Sorry, the Shlichus is batel. In Hilchus Me'ila, we still have to keep the Shlichus Kayamis. Because the only way to be mechayev mishalech and chazmila is through the vehicle of shlichus, so we are still limited by the rules of shlichus, and therefore the Rambam tells us that one of the rules of shlichus, even when meila is lo nischat she'elav meila shleit star from yisaracher. Once it's the star from yisaracher, then the gzeres across of meila doesn't apply anymore, and then you go back to the regular rules called tarkulav and shlichus vaver. But by dalad v'hei, when we're not going down the vehicle, we're not going down the route of meila of shlichus anyway. The mechayev for the mechayev of Dalad Hey is just simply the Nos Menageneva. You know, we call it for colloquial reasons. You know, we have a lingo. We call it Yeshlech. That doesn't really mean Shlech. That's not what it means. It means that the chiyev is Al Shein Hanoshevo, and therefore the fact that it was done on Shabbos. So what? Gavalt Kishrigi. This is Shabbos. Chil Shabbos. We're screaming. We're yelling. Chil Shabbos. Therefore, the Shlech is bottle. Good morning. The Shlech is bottle. We don't even need shlichus. You don't need a shlichus to be mechayiv for dal day. It's just based on the simple klal of the Maharit. It's nimsagad of nana. The same way when he did it, when the sheikh was holding the knife. That's a ketosus bio to defend the shita satur. So unlike the Mishnah Melech who's learning, this is all one big sugya. Dosa shlichus of vavera. Dosa shlichus of vavera. If the Rambam said something in the chasm ilu, we can extrapolate the chasgeneva. Then the ketosus said no. That's the tour. It's not true. You can't extrapolate. One's a parasha of Ila, and one's not a parasha. One's a parasha of Shlichus, one's not a parasha of Shlichus.
If that's true, then are we guilty of overkill with respect to the Gemara? Can you really say these are snakes?
That's the bomb, Kasha. Bomb. Once you say it's not Shlichus anymore, how could this? Maharit addresses that issue. Maharit, I didn't understand exactly what he said, but he addresses that issue. You're right. That's the first Kasha that comes to mind. You're right. So if I say, perhaps we can go down a little bit of a different route and not be meshubad to this Maharit. Perhaps there's another Bi'ur Dabur I can suggest. To differentiate between the scenario that the Rambam is depicting in Uchas Me'ila in contrast to the scenario in Uchas Kineva. Not focusing on differences between some Averis as yes Shlichus, other Averis not really Shlichus. Focus on something totally different. Let's read that Rambam again carefully. Back again, Hilchus Kineva. Rambam Pegiul HaChavav, Asa Shlech Lishuklo, V'shachad Lo, Shlech V'shabes. Then and only then are we at Ganam Chav Lishuklo B'chusha. Implying, Mishnah Melech's understanding, that Lu Yitzuya Asa Shlech Lishuklo B'shabes, then all bets are off. Then, Ein Shlech V'Aveira, because of the Shabbos, and finished. End of discussion. If that's the pshat of the Rambam, so the Rambam is viewing when Mishaleach says to Shaliach, shech this animal on Shabbos, he is in effect appointing him as a Shaliach on two things. He's appointing him as a Shaliach for Dal Behei, and he's appointing him as a Shaliach to Mechal Shabbos. It's almost like Migo, since the Shaliach is Botel vis-a-vis the Chal Shabbos, the Mele and the Shaliach is Betela, even vis-a-vis Dal Behei. That was the Mishnah in Austria. I want to think about this for a minute, what I just said. I appoint a fellow as my Shaliach to Mechal Shabbos. Does that make the slightest bit of sense? Does that concept even get off the ground? Can we even discuss that topic? I make you as a shliach to Mechal Shabbos. So some of you think, well, of course, that Eishlech Vaver, that's like a circular reasoning. Forget about Eishlech Vaver. Forget Eishlech Vaver for a minute. That was the one Tana Shammai who says that Yeishlech Vaver. We don't pass it Yeishlech Vaver. So in the worldview of Shammai, the Shiva of Hail Gitana Shammai, and Shammai Azokin, I make you a Shaliach to Mechal Shabbos, Yeshlech Vaver. What do we ask here, Mesa? Is the Aver of Chil Shabbos Nitan to Shlichos? Can Shlichos even be forget that it's an Aver. Does the concept of Chil Shabbos even lend itself to Shlichos? Bechalam. Can we even open up a discussion, an intelligent, rational discussion, invoking terms of shlichos vis-a-vis Chil Shabbos? So there's a famous kasha that's asked. Very, very famous kasha. Kasha is presented in the Sefer Beis Meir, some sort of Dali Echavard, all bothered with the same kasha. There is a sugya about shlichos la'akob, we spoke a little bit about shlichos la'akob, not shlichos la'akob. There's a Rashi in Babitzia, at least part of the sugya in Babitzia, that seems to say that sometimes there is shlichos Yaakov. L'chumra, maybe there is, maybe even midaraisa. Shlichos Yaakov could sometimes hurt you, perhaps even on love of midaraisa. So the famous kasha for this. If that's true, that there's shlichos to an Akom, even on love of midaraisa, why is, finish the kasha, if shlichos for a goy may exist in a Torah, why is Emir Le'akam only in Issad Rabban? Every Emir Le'akam should be awesome at Deraisa al Shlichas. And when you tell me Shlichas about Avera, no Avera for the Goy to Mechal Shabbos. He's an Einim B'chui B'dava, going back to those sugars of Bavit Tzifim last week. Kohen says to Yisrael, from Kaddish Grusha. Lo Shemanu Tavazemi Oilam, anyone in their wildest dream should say that there's a shlichus to a goy, and all of a sudden, hocus pocus, every miliyaka becomes a deraisa. What's wrong with that judgment? There's something radically, fundamentally wrong with that judgment. Let's see if we can think all the way back to the beginning of the second parak. There was one area of halacha that just absolutely, positively doesn't lend itself to shlichus. What is that? What area you can't dream about shlichus? Well, the first shiur we get, that's written in the Tzais. Shlichus on mitzvahs, shebagufo. I can't appoint you as a shliach to put tefillin on for me. You know why? Because shlichus works on ma'isim, and shlichus works on chalmaisim. But you know what shlichus doesn't work on? My body's not going to die. Any mitzvah that revolves around the human body, tefillin have to be put physically on the body. Your body doesn't become my body. You are you and I'm me. Shulchan Kibosa doesn't mean that you become me. I'm me and you're you. Shulchan Kibosa means your mice relate back to me. Chaloisim, your fat relate back to me. Your body's not my body. Comes the Beis Meir, Dorei Chareinim, and he says, the nature of Chil Shabbos is such, the Torah says it from Olay, Leman Yanuach. Chil Shabbos, by definition, means that my body is doing something. Chil Shabbos doesn't happen in a vacuum. I have to, my guf has to be noch on Shabbos. And the definition of Leman Yanuach is not to be involved with Lamites Melochos. If my guf is involved in the violation of Lamites Melochos, that is the definition of Chil Shabbos. Shlichos Lo yitoche lo olal adas of the Beis Meir. That there should be any parish of shlichos, even to be toifes, even to begin, even to discuss. When you talk about Chol Shabbos, and therefore, I ask a God of Chol Shabbos, what shlichos? Dreaming of myself. What matters the shlichos? Shlichos and Shabbos just don't mix. It's not even toifes. It's not even chal. Doesn't relate to anything. It's a meaningless statement. The reason why, if I ask somebody about Chal Shabbos, the reason why it doesn't go back to me is not because of Shlichus Vavir. It doesn't go back to me because that's not Shlichus, not even the parish of Shlichus. It's not the half of the Shlichus. It's taken in the base layer. Who sees the Teretz coming now? What does the Torah say in this Rambam? The Torah learned Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam's Loshim was not to the Dukta. The Torah says the real what the Rambam means is also Shalich Lishach Labishabbos. I give out Kishrigin and I appointed him as a shlich in Michal Shabbos. We should say the shlichus is batel vis-a-vis Shabbos, and therefore the shlichus is batel vis-a-vis Da'avei. What's the beer in the tour? Comes the Divri Yecheskel, Divri Yecheskel, one of the Rashivas in Slobodka before the war. Comes the Divri Yecheskel and he says, no. The tour understood that if you tell a guy, shech this animal for me on Shabbos, how many shlichus are taking place here? Only one. The shlichus the gabi dal v'hei. There is no other shlichus. There's no shlichus of Chol Shabbos. It's not even toifes. It doesn't register on the shlichus scale.
Well, it's not meduyek from the way, at least the way that the Mishnah Lamelach is quoting the Torah. It specifically says over here, lishchad lo b'shabbos v'shaliach shachat b'shabbos.
Right, 100%. I appointed you pem mole to be my shliach to shech on Shabbos. And you went ahead, you're shaliach not vis-a-vis the Chil Shabbos, you're shaliach vis-a-vis the Dalet V'hei.
But then it should say different. It should say then, v'shaliach, and then it should flip it to Dalet V'hei. By which fact,
no, but the Torah is in Chol Shabbos, it's not Chol Shabbos. He's going to tour of Chashim Ishpat. So the whole goal, the tour couldn't care less about, he spent already Or Chaim, he already wrote Or Chaim to Chol Shabbos. His goal was tell me who's Chaim and Dalet V'hei.
Are there no instances where we say shaliach v'ar v'era because of Shabbos?
You don't need any
shlichus. No, this is true that there could be no instance.
Right, there's no such thing as shlichus lagamrei. It's ain't shlichus lagamrei. There's no shlichus. The chiddush of the Rambam in Perek Zayin Chodesh the Igla is when you have multiple shlichus that are chal, and one of them ends up being bumped out because being shlichus lagamrei, that throws off the whole picture. The whole chunk gets thrown out the garbage. But when there was no other shlichus as the Bicheska, because shlichus wasn't toifis bechlal, there's nothing to discuss. That's the Divya Cheskel's Bior Vedasator.
So, in theory, according to that, if the second Isser by Mi'ilo was Chol Shabbos.
Right. So we say the same thing, right? Rav's time is not talking about that, right? So that's the Divya Cheskel's suggestion Vedasator. I'm about to get my suggestion invoking the Bismayer. That's the Divya Cheskel, the Shtichot Torah in the Torah is only as true as the Bismayer is. If the Bismayer is not correct, the Beis Meir really went out on a limb to answer this question. The Beis Meir basically said, he didn't even address the Shlichus issue. He addressed even more profound, the Shabbos issue, saying that it's lo yitachein the shumpan of the oifen to be called the Michal Shabbos on the level of the Raisa, unless your goof is violating Chil Shabbos. There's no hocus pocus halachic principles called Shlichus the Chadoyme that are going to declare you to be a Bechal Shabbos. It just doesn't work. Those halakhic principles just don't play out in Shabbos. Shabbos is a reflection of the Gufa Adam. Laman Yenuach exists because the Gufa Adam. It says in the Bechaz, the Bechim is called the Elgin Bechmeir. I don't think he's right, says the Bechaz. I think he's against the Risha. And as Gevaldik as it made it fit into this Rambam, as much as the Bechaz thought of this very, very creative way of explaining this tour, to deflect the Mishnah Melech, Sol Shtichot Torah, to drive a wedge between Huchas Bila and Huchas Geneva, says it to be a Cheskel, the Emissary Darko, that the Beis Meir's shot can only be invoked if the Beis Meir was correct, and I don't think he's right. What led him to believe the Beis Meir was questionable? You thought that yourself, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, Kolako. That's the Dirichas of Palm Kasha. There he is. It's a famous name of Yosef. Yosef, he asked the question of the Gemara of Kabbalah of Chabbeis. The Gemara says, Machlekes of Yerchem Shlomish. Torah says, and I light a fire, and the fire spreads and burns down the guy's house, and I have to pay. He says, Eish, Shalom Yishan Mavar Sadeir. Everyone agrees I have to pay. The Shmokhi says, why do I have to pay? It's the same as if I let my ox go out and trample somebody's property. It's Isha Mishim Amono. The same way if my ox went and gored somebody, my mavar is mazik. So here the Torah says, my Eish belongs to me. I'm responsible for my Eish, and Isha Mishim Amono. The Yechid says, Isha is Mishim Chitza. It's like Adam HaMazik. If I shoot an arrow, even though it takes a few minutes between I let go of the bow until the arrow lands, so it's a couple of seconds, okay? But it's still called Adam HaMazik, it's Kerech HaShel Adam. So too, Isha Mishim HaMoinu. I'm sorry, so Isha Mishim Chitzav. When I light a fire, and now it takes a few minutes till the fire goes, that's like Ke'ilu, I shot the arrow. Conceptually, how to answer a lot of nefkamin is a very important sugya. Chabez of Yom Bavakama, Ishim Shul Bavon, Ishim Shul Chitzav. Frekted with a Yaisei, if a bomb kasha, how could you say Ishim Shul Chitzav? What you're saying is that when I light a fire and the fire lights, that's as if I'm lighting the fire, I'm shooting the arrow. How can you ever light a fire in Friday afternoon? How can your wife bench left the fire to do this? Ishim Shul Chitzav. It should be like, I'm lighting the fire on Shabbos. Isha Mishum Chitzav. Says Mugi Yosef wrong. Why is it wrong? Isha Mishum Chitzav means not that it's an ongoing Maisa Adam, but rather it's all Chalam Afreya. From the minute that I pull back that arrow and shoots, even though the damage didn't happen yet, but if and when the damage happens, the Igloi Muslim Afreya was higher from day one. So too, when I light a fire on Friday afternoon, and the fire is spreading and spreading, and it's burning more the candle, and it's Shabbos, and sitting in Sim's mirrors, and the fire is still going. Yeah, Ishim Shum Chitzav, Lemafreya from Friday afternoon. So he also breathes a sigh of relief. His rabbis did also bench left. The Mishnah says, you have to bench left on Friday. So you're allowed to bench left on Friday afternoon, enough to be worried with Ishim Shum Chitzav. And the only thing that saved the days of the Nukhi Yosef is because Ishim Shum Chitzav misunderstood. It really goes back to Lemafreya. So what's the kasha? If the Beis Meir is right, the Chilu Shabbos involves the Shvisas Gufa Adam, and minus the Shvisas Gufa Adam, or minus the lack of Shvisas Gufa Adam, doesn't mishkin Chilu Shabbos. All the halacha hocus pocus from day till tomorrow, but Kozman, there's no bitl Shvisas Gufa Adam, the poil, the ilm hazeh, there's mishkin Chilu Shabbos. What is Bukyos's kasha? What's Hakar and Kasha? What's the kasha? Good morning, Ishu Shuchitz. That's nice, and it's Nazik, and it's Shetzer. My name is Yom, it's Shabbos. So the fact that the Bukhari Yosef asked the cash, and he had to stretch and revamp and revamp and recalculate and give you a whole new Shikul Torah with all the ramifications and consequences of making the Shaskiv go back to Mafreya. Zef, I thought you see from this Bukhari Yosef that the assignment they said in base name is not right. You see, that's not correct. And therefore, if the Beis Meir is not correct, then we're back in trouble. Then this whole Divya Chesed of Shulchan Torah is going to fall by the wayside. Then we're left with the not a bad person to be left with, back to the Ktzos. But then we're stuck with the Ktzos Marit and holding a razzle-dazzle Shulchan Torah. So we have really two different views of the Gedali Yechorim to explain against the Mishnah. If you want to go down the root of Mishnah Melech and say the Rambam's Loshen Hilchos Geneva's Meduktuk with Takas and Diktuk and the Rambam's Shittos with the Ilah and Shol Ma'israel and Geneva and Dal Behem, it's all the same thing. There's no Chiluk at all. You want to go down that route, Matar. That's wonderful. That's the Mishnah Melech's Parsha. But if you think that the Mishnah Melech is not correct, if you think the Torah clearly didn't learn the Rambam this way, the Rishon, then the Rishon clearly did not learn the Rambam the way the Mishnah Melech claims to read the Rambam. So if you want to defend the Torah, so we have two routes to go. Either to go down the route of the Ktzos, to say that fundamentally the din of shlichos, quote unquote, by Geneva, is not real shlichos, and therefore it's not subject to those rules of Ochos Me'ilah, which is real shlichos, the only real shlichos. Or if you don't want to go down that route of Marit, so then maybe you want to go down the Divya Chesed. The problem is the Divya Chesed himself backs out or pulls out from his trap because he's not so convinced of the Beis Meir. Okay. Others do defend the Beis Meir. Others do like the Beis Meir. So we're not so willing to get rid of the Beis Meir just like that. But just be aware that if you want to go down that route of the Divya Chesed, you're running into a whole other world of Beis Meir, the pros and cons, but the Yosef is back and forth, a whole Torah in Makam and Shabbos about the truth of that potential Chiddush of the Beis Meir. So both of the Biurim in the Torah, each one has, I didn't say anyone is problematic, each one has its own world to deal with. One has to deal with the Maharitz Cheshbonis, and one has to deal with the Bezmeir's Cheshbonis. These are two possibilities of the Gedalia Chironim to explain the Torah. And again, if you don't want to go down the Torah, go down the Rambam, the Mishnah Melech's Rambam, his version of the Rambam, then you don't have to explain anything. Then the two sugyas of Mamash Adet go off. So the next week, we'll try to pick up a little bit some of the other points related to this.